亲爱的主，我们谢谢你，我求你和我们同在，当我们学习你话语的时候。我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求，阿门。
All right, we are continuing what we started 2 weeks ago.
我们继续讲我们两周以前的主题。
Looking at what it means, the image of Christ being remade in us.
就是主耶稣的形象如何在我们身上重建。
2 Corinthians 3:18.
在哥林多后书三章十八节这么讲到。
We all with unveiled face.
我们既然都敞着脸。
Beholding the glory of the Lord.
得以看见主的荣光。
Are being transformed into the same image from one degree of glory to another.
好像从镜子里反照，就变成主的形状，荣上加荣。
For this comes from the Lord who is the Spirit.
如同从主的灵变成的。
And we saw2 weeks ago.
两个星期以前我们看到。
This tells us how we are transformed into his image.
这句经文就告诉我们如何是被转变成更新成主的形象的。
It says by beholding the glory of the Lord, as we study, as we look at Christ, we are transformed into his image.
就是注视主耶稣，当我们注视主耶稣，就是专注在他的身上的时候，我们就被改变成他的形状。
We saw that it is a process.
我们也讲到说，这个改变的过程是一个逐渐的过程。
From one degree of glory to another.
他讲到说是荣上加荣。
So I think I said to you.
我想我对大家讲过。
My mind is a little fuzzy about what I said 2 weeks ago.
我现在对我两周以前讲的，我现在有点记不，有点迷迷糊糊的了。
Had a lot of air miles and bus rides since then.
因为呢。两周之后呢，大家知道我这个旅行跑了很多地方。
The question is not simply, do you look like Jesus?
所以这个问题不是简单的说，哦，你看的是不是像耶稣？
But do you look more like Jesus today than you did a year ago?
而是说，你比起来去年一年以前，你现在是不是更像耶稣？
Are you being transformed into His image?
你有没有被改变成主的样式，主的形状。
And then I said that this verse teaches us that this comes through the power of the Holy Spirit working in our life.
这个之所以可以发生，也在于圣灵在我们的生命中工作。
Because the verse ends, for this comes from the Lord who is the Spirit.
因为这句话结束的时候是说，如同从主的灵变成的。
So, last time we looked at kind of how the Bible portrays this picture of the image of Christ being restored in us.
然后上一次课我们看到的是圣经如何来描述我们被恢复成主的形状。
Today I want to look at it in practice, what that looks like in one area of our life.
然后今天我们看在实际的我们的实际生活中一个方面我们是如何被更新改变成主的形状的。
And that is how the image of Christ looks in our personalities.
就是在我们的个性中，主耶稣的形象是如何展现出来的。
Imagine that Adam and Eve had never sinned.
想象一下，如果亚当夏娃从来没有犯罪。
And that over generations, humanity spread throughout the world.
然后人类就开始繁衍。
And sin had never entered our world.
想想罪从来没有进入这个世界。
Would we have different personalities?
那我们每个人，大家是不是会有不同的个性呢？
Or would we all have the same personality?
或者我们大家都是一样的个性。
Different, but you made it last session.
Did I say it?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
是不同的个性。
I'm convinced we would have different personalities.
我就确信我们会有不同的个性。
God is a God of infinite variety.
神是有无限多样性，创造性的神。
And so He doesn't simply create one style and that's it.
他不是创造只有一种类型，然后就结束了。
So when we look at personality and the image of Christ, I think there are two mistakes that people make.
所以当我们看到 神的形象跟我们每个就是人的不同的个性天性的时候，常常会出现两种错误。
One is to imagine that there is just one type of personality that is really Christ-like.
一种就是想象，觉得说只有一种个性，他才真的是像基督的这种个性。
When I was young.
当我小的时候。
There was a pastor who was very popular and people liked to hear him.
有一个很受欢迎的牧师，大家也很喜欢听他讲道。
And he had a very wonderful testimony of how God had transformed his life.
然后他有个很棒的见证，就是神是如何来改变他的生命的。
And he was a very gentle kind of person.
他是一个就是那种很讲话还挺温柔的一个类型的人。
And when he would talk and preach, his voice never raised.
当他那个不管是教导还是讲道，他的声音永远都不会提高。
If someone disagreed with him,
如果有人跟他意见不同，
he would listen and he would say, "Thank you for that."
然后他就会说，他就听，然后说啊，谢谢你。
I know that I needed to hear that. God wanted to teach me something.
我知道我需要听到这个，神要，通过你教导我一些东西。
And many people decided that that was what it meant to be a holy person.
很多人就觉得说，圣洁的人就是这样子的。
And so, you know, two teenagers or two 20-year-olds, they'd be in an argument.
比如说两个青少年或者一个两个二十几岁年轻人俩人在吵，在有一个辩论。
Then they would remember Pastor Scott.
然后他们就想起来这个 Scott 这个牧师。
What else? I'm sorry.
然后其中有的时候说对不起。
I know that God knew I needed to hear you say that. Thank you.
我知道神要知道我需要听这个，所以谢谢你告诉我。
But it was all fake.
但是他们这个都是造出来的。
Because we weren't like him.
因为大家都喜欢这个 Scott 牧师。
We had decided that his personality defined Christ-likeness.
我们就觉得好像说他的这种个性就定义了像基督是什么样的。
But it doesn't.
但是其实不是那样的。
There is not a Christ-like personality.
没有一种像基督的个性。
And that's important because if you don't understand that, you quickly decide, well,
如果你不了解这一点，你就会很快就觉得说
I'm the wrong personality to be with.
我个性就是就不对头嘛，所以我就没办法圣洁。
I'll never be like Christ because
我永远没有办法像因为我的天性，因为我的个性，我永远也不可能像基督。
You look at the disciples.
你去看耶稣的门徒。
I know I stopped in the middle of this last week, this chapter.
我知道我上次讲课的时候讲到一半就必须得停了。
So I'm afraid I'm repeating some things. Please forgive me if I.
如果我讲的跟上一节课有什么重复，大家请原谅。
Peter before Pentecost.
在五旬节之前，彼得
Before he's filled with the Spirit,
在他被圣灵充满之前
he's loud,
他就是那个讲话声音很大
he's aggressive,
然后就好像比较喜欢往前冲劲儿十足
he will say to Jesus himself,
他甚至对主耶稣自己说
you are wrong,
你错了
Jesus, they're not going to arrest you in Jerusalem and kill you.
哎，耶稣啊，他们不会在耶路撒冷抓你，并且杀害你。
Jesus, I know you're a great teacher, but you're off base here. You're wrong. Let me teach you.
耶稣，我知道你是一个伟大的教师，但是你这点你错了，让我告诉你该怎么做。
That's a pretty bold, loud, annoying personality.
就是一个好像挺鲁莽、挺冲撞的，也是有时候让人挺烦的这种个性。
Would you agree?
大家同意吗？
And then he is filled with the Spirit.
那后来他就被圣灵充满。
And what is his personality after Pentecost?
那在五旬节之后，他的个性是怎么样呢？Miles 弟兄说就变得安静了。
Bold?
还是那个很大胆。
Aggressive?
还是那个冲劲儿十足。
And probably sometimes a bit annoying.
可能有的时候还是挺还是让人烦。
After Pentecost.
因为呢，五旬节之后呢。
Ananias and Sapphira come in and what? You haven't lied to me. You've lied to the Holy Ghost.
他就说你亚拿尼亚跟那个就是那个撒菲拉那个撒谎的说你们不是对我撒谎，你们是对圣灵撒谎。
And you remember this person who argued and told Jesus he was wrong?
你知道这个跟主耶稣辩论说主耶稣错了这个他的这个人吗？
He's up on the house of Simon the Tanner and he's hungry.
然后他就在那个削皮匠西门的那个房顶上他饿了。
And a sheet of animals dropped down.
然后这个时候呢就从天上呢有个东西掉下来。
And God says,Take that and eat it.
有一块大布系着四角堆在地上，然后里边有各样的走兽和昆虫。
And Peter says,
宰了吃。彼得。
To God.
彼得对神说。
Ah, no, you're wrong.
不对啊，神，这个你错了，这个不对的。
Read this book. It says we can't eat that.
你看看这本圣经上说，俗物和不洁净的我都不能吃。
His personality does not suddenly switch entirely.
他的个性没有说突然之间就完全变了。
This past week, I was talking to someone who they were frustrated with their children.
然后这个星期呢，我跟一个人谈话，他们对他们的孩子非常的懊恼，对他们的孩子很恼火。
One of the joys when you travel overseas.
你去海外旅行有一个令人高兴的地方就是
I think people figure I'll never see this person again so I can talk to him I don't want to tell my friends because they're going to remember what I said
可能你碰到的那些人他们就会觉得啊，反正你是外国人我永远也不会再见你了所以他们会把心里话讲出来而不是说
My child is so stubborn
哎，我的孩子真是顽固不化很固执
And when they set their mind to do something I can't get them to change
当这个孩子他决心定义要做什么时候，我都没法让他们改变心意。
I feel it's hopeless.
我觉得真的是好像很无望。
So we talked about it a while.
所以我们就讲了一会儿。
But then as we were talking, I said, you know, your child is not a believer.
然后后来我就对这个父母说，我说你的孩子还没信主。
And right now their stubborn, I'll do it this way, is all directed by their own selfish desire.
他们现在就是那个定义说啊、哦，我就是要这样做，就是因为他出于那个自我的那个愿望。如果你的孩子把他的心交给耶稣
，The good news is he'll be just as stubborn in following Jesus.
那好消息就是因为他这么固执嘛，那他也会固执的跟从耶稣。
You see, I think Paul was probably unbearable as a child.
我觉得。保罗小时候肯定是让父母很受不了的一个孩子。
Because when he wanted to do something,
因为他如果决定要做什么东西
，It didn't matter if his parents, his uncles, his aunts, his grandma and grandpa and everyone else told him he was wrong. I want to do it.
不管说是他的父母、他的姨妈、舅舅、叔叔、伯伯，或者他的祖父母、姥姥、姥爷告诉他这个错，他才不管呢。我就是要去做，那保罗小时候可能这样的。
And if they beat me for doing it, I'm still going to do it.
即使他们打我，我还是要做。
He was a stubborn little kid.
他可是一个很顽固的一个小孩。
For his own desires.
那当时他这个固执，他坚持己见呢，是为了他自己的心愿。
And then he meets Jesus on the road to Damascus.
但是当他在大马士革的路上碰到耶稣的时候，以后
he begins to preach.
他就开始讲道。
And it doesn't matter if the whole town opposes him.
那即使整个那个城镇的人都反对他，对他
还
是在，他还是要讲道。
It doesn't matter if all the other apostles say he's wrong. He's still going to stand for freedom for the Gentiles.
即使是别的所有的使徒都说他错了，他仍然要为这个外邦信徒的自由来站立，争论。
And if the mob beats him.
即使是这些乌合之众这些人打他
he's going to lay on the ground,
他已经被打到倒在地上了
and he's going to say,
他还是会说
you won this fight,
你这次赢了
but Jesus is still the Messiah,
但是耶稣还是弥赛亚
and I'm not going to change my mind,
我才不会改变我的想法呢
the same stubborn personality,
他那个里边好像挺固执的那种挺坚持自己的那种个性。
Is used by Christ to become this very tenacious, strong, determined messenger of the gospel.
也被主耶稣用来，就是因为他那种很坚韧不拔、很坚毅的那个为了福音能够一直站立得住的这种 这种个性。
So if we were to go around the room and you were to describe your personalities,
如果我们大家在这个房间里问问每个人的个性。
Or maybe if we were to go around the room and someone who knows you well were to describe your personality.
或者是我们问一问在这个房间里其实是对你很了解的人，你的个性是什么？
None of them are incapable of being transformed into the image of Christ.
没有一个人是靠着自己的个性可以被改变成耶稣的形象。
Being transformed into the image of Christ is not going to change your personality and who you are.
被转变成耶稣的形象并不会改变你的个性或者你是怎么样的人。
So one mistake is to think only one kind of personality can be like Christ.
一种错误就是觉得说只有一种个性的人，他们可能才有可能像耶稣基督。
But that leads to a second mistake, which is a danger.
但是这又导致了另外一种错误，也是一种危险。
And that is to say,
就是说
I'm who I am.
我就是那样的。
And no matter how Christ-like I become, there's nothing that changes in my personality because this is who I am.
不管我多像耶稣基督，我的个性都不会改变，因为我就是这样的人。
So the second part that I want you to understand.
所以我想让大家了解的第二个点就是
Number one, every type of personality can be made like Christ.
每一种个性的人都可以被改变成耶稣基督的形象。
But as, secondly, as we are transformed into the image of Christ,
第二点就是在我们被改变成耶稣基督形象的时候
it is going to shape our personality.
其实也是同时也在也开始在塑造我们的个性。
Because those personalities have some rough edges that need to be changed in order to better reflect the image of Christ.
因为所有的这个个性呢都有一些那个粗糙的棱角，它需要被磨掉，需要被改变，
so、
以至于你可以更好地反映耶稣的形象。
The examples I've used.
比如说我刚才用到的例子。
Peter, strong, loud, I know the right thing.
比如说，彼得是个性很强的，然后声音也很大，我知道我是对的。
He's eating with Gentiles.
他就是跟外邦人一起吃饭。
I had yesterday a 10-hour bus ride.
昨天我坐了十个小时的汽车
followed by 26 hours of flights,
然后又飞了26个小时
and so by this morning, I'm not thinking very
所以今天早上我脑子就不是特清晰了
Peter is eating with Gentiles,
这个彼得跟外邦人一起吃饭
and he sees some Jewish Pharisees,
他看到这个犹太的法利赛人过来了
and he's embarrassed,
然后他就觉得挺难看的，挺尴尬的。
So he takes his food and he goes over here away from him.
然后呢，他就本来跟外邦人一起吃饭，然后赶快拿着自己的盘子在那边走到旁边。
And here comes Paul.
这会儿保罗来了。
And Paul, it says, and I love the phrase, he withstood him to the face.
保罗说，我就当面抵挡他。
Which is Bible for he chewed him out.
另外一种说法呢，就是翻成大白话，就是他就把他。撕碎了。
Now think about this for a minute.
你想象一下。
Peter is one of the inner circle from the beginning.
你知道吗？彼得从刚开始就是耶稣基督内圈的人，小圈子里的人。
Peter is the preacher on the day of Pentecost.
在五旬节的时候，彼得就是那个站起来讲道的人。
And Paul.
保罗是谁呢？
Is someone who used to have a job killing Christians.
保罗原来是那个逼迫杀害基督徒的人。
He's a newer believer.
他是一个更年轻的基督徒。
Before Pentecost,
在五旬节之前
，Peter would have said to Paul,
彼得会对保罗说
，You shut up and sit down.
你给我闭嘴，坐在那儿。
I was following Jesus when you were still killing Christians.
你在杀害基督徒的时候，我就已经跟随耶稣了。
You have no right to talk to me.
你才没权利跟我讲话呢。
I'm an elder.
我是长老。
And you're a nobody.
你啥都不是，所以。
Leave me alone.
在一边去吧。
But the Holy Spirit has taught Peter.
但是圣灵已经教了彼得。
And brought him to a place.
所以就把彼得带到一个。
Where even this strong, aggressive person.
即使是他一个很强壮、个性很强、很有冲劲的这么一个人。
Can can say,
他就可以说
You're right.
可以说你是对的。
I'm sorry.
我对不起。
I've got to change.
我应该要改变。
The personality hasn't changed, but it has been tempered. It has been shaped.
他的个性没有改，但是呢，他的个性有被改，有被这个调整。
Paul,
保罗
is this stubborn, strong, self-confident.
保罗呢是这个挺倔的，然后呢也很个性很强，而且很确信自己的一个个性。
I can do whatever I set my mind to.
只要我想心里想做的，我就一定能做到。
Beatings.
你打我
riots,
或者说你那个暴乱
prison,
或者把我放到监狱里
as soon as I'm out, I'll still go back to doing what I'm doing.
只要我一出来我就继续做我要做的
Second Corinthians
在哥林多后书
God sends a thorn in the flesh
神呢就给了保罗允许在保罗身上有一根刺
something that brings him great pain and trouble
然后让他很痛苦，然后也有很多难处。
This is Paul, and he is strong and he is stubborn.
你要知道，这是保罗，他很倔，也很个性很强。
And so he goes and he prays.
所以呢，他就开始去到神面前祷告。
God, I need you to fix this. Take it away.
你要帮我，你把这个刺给拿去。
I have enough faith.
我有足够的信心。
No, Paul.
但是神说，保罗不是的。
And this stubborn.
但是这个很倔、很顽强、比较顽固的保罗就回去。
God, I must not have made this clear. I need you to fix this.
神啊，我得讲清楚，我需要你来那个把这个问题给解决了。
This is making it hard for me to minister.
因为这个难处让我服侍更难。
No.
但是神说
three times.
不是，保罗向神祷告了三次。
And this stubborn, strong, persistent person.
这个很倔的这个。个性很强的也很坚持的这个保罗
comes to say
最后就说
I will glory in my weakness
我就是要夸我的软弱
Before he met Christ Paul never gloried in his weakness
在他遇到耶稣之前保罗才不会以他的软弱夸口呢
He gloried in his strength
他以他的那个长处以他的强项夸口
One of my favorite places I've ever visited
我最喜欢的我曾经去过的地方就是
was in India
是在印度
a church built on the site where they think Thomas preached the first time in India
他们那个教会所建立的那个地址他们觉得就是当时使徒多马第一次到印度所讲道的地方
Thomas
多马
a pessimist
他是一个那个比较悲观比较被动的人
who always assumes
总是假设
that yes the sun is shining right now but it's probably getting ready to rain
那种个性就说哎呀现在阳光很好但是肯定过会儿就快下雨了就是那种个性的人
who says well if Jesus goes to Jerusalem they're going to kill him well let's all go with him and die
然后就是那种说耶稣要是去耶路撒冷他可能会被杀让我们都跟着一起去死吧
who when he hears Jesus is raised I'm not going to believe that.
然后当他听到说主耶稣从死里复活，他说我不会相信的。
You're just going to get my hopes up.
你们就是让我这个好像那个心里边那个希望提起来，最后又全部破碎。
Thomas is my favorite disciple.
也多马是我最喜欢的门那个使徒。
Because I am Thomas.
因为我就是像多马那种个性，我就是他。
I sympathize with Thomas.
我很。能够认同多马。
Now the book of Acts doesn't give us what happens with Thomas after Pentecost.
然后使徒行传没有记载多马就是在五旬节之后的行踪。
But based on all the other disciples, I am confident that Thomas's personality did not change after Pentecost.
根据看到别的那个门徒、那个使徒门徒，我就很确定说在。五旬节之后，多马的个性也没有改变。
I see no reason to believe that Thomas suddenly became like Peter.
我没有任何原因去相信说，哦，多马突然就变成像彼得那样的个性了。
But
但是
again, the power of the Spirit begins to shape him.
圣灵的大能开始来塑造他。
And at some point,
到了一个点上，一个程度。
God says to Thomas, "I want you to go to India and preach."
神对多马说我要你去印度去那里传道
And I'm pretty sure
我就很确定
Thomas in his prayer said something like this because this is me
多马可能在他祷告中呢会这么说，因为我就会这么祷告。
All right, God, I'm going to go.
神啊，我就去吧。
You told me to go.
你告诉我要去。
I'm pretty sure they won't listen to me because I'm not a good preacher.
我很确定他们肯定是不会听我的，因为我不是一个很好的讲道者。
I think if Peter would go, they would do more good.
我觉得如果是换宋彼得去会更好。
They'll probably kill me when I get there.
我到那可能会被杀。
But.
但是。
You've called me to go somewhere else.
你呼召我去那地方，所以我就会去。
And he goes.
然后他就去了。他就在那里讲道。
And in the first century.
在公元第一世纪。
The gospel spreads to India.
所以呢，那个福音就传遍了这个，传到了印度。
State after state, area after area, become believers.
所以呢，在印度的各个那个城、联邦、各个那个州、那个县都开始有基督徒。
And historians believe that the gospel went first to China from India.
所以呢，这个故事就讲到说，其实是中福音是最先从印度传到中国的。
Not the Silk Road. Not from Peter. Loud and aggressive.
而不是这个福音不是通过彼得他声音很大然后也很有冲劲这样的人传过去的
Paul,
也不是通过保罗传过去的
Let me tell you the truth,
让我告诉你这个真理
but from a very hesitant,
而是通过一个这么总是犹豫不决
Thomas,
多马
who quietly says to these Indian listeners,
这个多马他就是安安静静的对这些印度的听众说
You're probably going to kill me for telling you this.
可能因为我跟你们讲这些可能你们就会杀我
But the only answer for your problems is to put your faith in Jesus.
但是对你们所有的问题的唯一的答案就是相信耶稣
You're going to find that hard to believe because I found it hard to believe.
你们可能会觉得这样的相信很难因为我自己也是觉得相信很难
He's raised from the dead if he's Lord.
因为但是他从死里复活他是主
God uses every personality.
所以神就用不同个性的人。
But every one of them he has to shape to accomplish his purpose because the fall, the impact of sin has twisted our personalities.
但是每一个人他神都要重新塑造他们的个性让他们来为他来成就神的旨意因为人堕落之后我们每个人的个性都已经被罪所扭曲了
So in other words
所以换句话说
Are there any other Thomases in here? In
我们中间有没有像多马那种个性的人、
okay. Because of the impact of sin
因为那个罪的影响
You tend to doubt when you should believe
你应该本来是应该相信但是你的倾向却是怀疑
Even past the point of just honest questions, you still hold on to doubt. I know, because I do.
我自己很明白这一点，因为我就是这样。即使是已经过了那个诚实的，就说你是可以诚实的来提问，已经过了那个界限，就是过多的怀疑。
We expect the worst to happen.
总是期待最坏的结果发生。
I landed in Tanzania.
我到了坦桑尼亚。
About midnight.
这是午夜到的。
Early the next morning, got on a bus for a 10-hour bus ride to where I was teaching.
然后第二天早晨呢，就开始出发，坐了一趟十个小时的那个汽车，要到我要去的地方。
Tiny little road.
然后
people flying.
然后那个路啊，又窄又陡，然后大家在路上开的都好快。
And we had a fatal wreck 10 times on the road.
他们那个时候那个事故率比美国高十倍。
But I was pretty sure they were going to.
然后当然没有发生，但是我感觉，哎呦，可能这个要有点问题。
I understand Thomas.
所以我很能认同多马。
God has to shape our Thomas personality.
神必须要真的是塑造，要开始，就是要修整、调整我们这种托马斯的多马的个性。
Are there any Peters in the room?
我们中间有没有像彼得个性的也
？Other than my translator.
除了我的翻译
，Loud, this is the way it should be.
就是很大声，然后说这个就是要这样做。
Because of the impact of the fall.
因为那个。
Another one just walked in the door.
哦，另外一个彼得又出来了。
We were just talking about you.
I slept in this morning. I don't know why God did that to me. I figured if you could do 25 hours of flying on adrenaline and time changes, least I could be here to greet you.
Yeah, 我知道怎么睡过了，我就想说麦牧师可以做25个飞25个小时，还能够有自己的精力来讲。
See what I mean?
你就看到了吗？我俩的这个个性。
Thomas would say.
多马会说。
I blew it.
我又把这个东西给搞砸了。
But Peter said.
但是彼得会说。
I should have been here.
我应该按时到达。
You're gonna have to go back and find out all the.
待会儿
那个。I'll listen to this. Don't worry. I'll hear it on the tape.
Okay. For Peter.
对彼得这种个性的来讲。
The impact of sin.
这个最带这种最对这种彼得个性的影响就是。
Too aggressive.
让你就是变得太有冲劲儿，太好像。
Sometimes the Spirit says.
所以有点那个侵略性，然后那个，所以这个要说。
I need to get back away.
那个圣灵会告诉他，我希望你要
that,
你要往后退一步，你不需要都说出来。
So every personality can be used by God.
所以每一种个性都可以被神来用。
And used and transformed in the image of Christ.
把我们改变成耶稣基督的形象。
But we have to allow Him to do that.
但是我们要容让圣灵来做。
To be holy does not change your personality type.
成为圣洁并不会改变你的个性。
But it does make you sensitive to the voice of the Holy Spirit.
但是却让你对圣灵的提醒、圣灵的声音敏感。
He says,
就说
Thomas,
多马
you're too negative.
你太负面性了。
You're discouraging people.
你在不断的让人失望，让人灰心丧气。
Even though you don't feel like it, Thomas, I want you to start smiling a little bit.
即使你没有这样感觉，多马，我想让你多笑一些，多微笑一点。
Sensitive to the Spirit when He says.
你对圣灵的这个提醒要敏感。
Paul.
当圣灵说保罗。
You're too self-confident of your own knowledge.
你对你自己的知识你太确信了。
I want you to practice saying these three words.
我想你练习说这三个字。
I don't know.
我不知道。
And Paul says, but I do know.
但是保罗说，我真的是知道。
The Spirit keeps us.
所以呢，圣灵会改变我们。
This is important because.
这一点是很重要的。
I told you last week, how do onlookers see Christ?
就是一个外边的一个不信主的人，他们怎么来看待耶稣基督呢？
Through us.
是通过我们。
If you profess to be a Christian,
如果你说自己是基督徒
you are a little Christ.
你就是一个小基督。
When people look at you,
当人们看到你的时候
they see Christ.
他们就看到耶稣。
And so it's important that we allow the Spirit to shape us to reflect Christ.
所以呢，很重要的就是我们要容让圣灵来塑造我们，来让我们看着像基督。
I have two friends,
来反射基督。
Neither of whom are from anywhere around here, so you don't know them, so I can.
我有两个朋友，大家都不认识，所以我可以给你们描述。
They both have been pastors for years and years.
他们都是牧师很久很做了很久的牧师。
Both are good talkers.
都是很好的那个很会讲道。
In fact, both
都很有口才。
Simon Peter types.
两个人都有点像那个彼得的那种类型。
They both are great at arguing.
他们都很擅长于辩论，很有辩才。
They both spent 30 years, each of them spent 30 years leading very strong Christian ministries.
然后呢
both in one location.
他们两个都在同一就在同一个地方带领那个基督徒的那个事工有30年之久，都是很好的很强的这个事工。
I knew them both well.
两个人我都很熟悉。
And I knew their ministries well enough to know that both of them had offended people over the course of their ministries with some of their strong words.
因为我也知道他们因为这么久嘛三十年之久，所以他们因为他们的话语都很强，所以也是冒犯了得罪了一些人。
A little while before he retired.
在其中有一位牧师在他退休大概在他退休之前
I had lunch with one of them.
我跟其中一位呢就一起吃饭
And he said, you know, I never apologize.
他就说你知道吗我从来不去道歉
Because a leader must never appear to be weak.
因为作为一个领袖一个带领者你从来不能
表现出来 People misunderstand me.
你好像你比较软弱，所以当人们如果误解我了
That's their problem,
那是他们的问题，不是我的问题。
I know him well enough to know he has a good heart.
我很了解他，所以我知道他的心是很好的。
But I also believe
然后我也相信
that because he has not allowed the Spirit to shape that strong personality,
因为他没有容让圣灵来塑造他的这种很强的这个个性。
He has hurt some people.
他又伤害到一些人。
Instead of helping them.
而没有说，本来他应该去帮助这些人的，但是他却伤害到那些人。
The other leader,
另外一位带领的人
also a friend,
也是我的朋友
same personality,
他们俩是同样的个性
and I was talking to someone who had worked for him,
然后我也跟一个跟他一起工作同工的一个人 聊过天 他的这个同工他的跟他一起工作的人这么同工的人这么说
he said, doctor, he gave his name,
他就说某某博士
Is too quick to speak.
他就是太快讲话了。
And he overreacts.
有的时候他那个反应过激。
But he said.
但是呢。
This is what amazed me.
但是让我很惊奇的是。
As a first year teacher on his staff.
我是就是在那儿教书嘛，那我是第一年的老师，一个新老师。
I said something in faculty meeting.
然后在那个老师的会上，我就说了一些事情。
He disagreed with me.
他跟我意见不同。
And he embarrassed me in front of everyone with his, "You're wrong."
然后在大众人面前，他就让我很难看，然后就说我错了。
And 2 days later, he came to me.
然后过了两天，他又到我面前。
And he said.
然后他就说
，The Holy Spirit showed me that my reaction was too strong.
圣灵就是。就是提醒我，我的那个反应太过，有点太强了，太过，有点过分。
I apologize.
我向你道歉。
I want to be more like Christ.
我想要更像耶稣基督。
And then he said.
然后他就说。
Even more shockingly.
让我更吃惊的是。
At the next faculty meeting, he stood in front of everyone.
在下一次就是那个大家老师的那个会议上，他就站起来。
And said, last time we had a meeting.
说上一次我们有开会的时候
I spoke too strongly
我对某某人讲话太过分了太强了
And I did that in front of everyone so I need to apologize
因为我是在众人面前这样做的所以我要在众人面前向他道歉
Both the same personality
他们两个人其实是一样的个性
But one is growing by allowing the Spirit to shape them
一个呢是容许圣灵来塑造他，所以他就在成长。
And the other is
但是另外一个好像就僵在那儿，就停在那儿了。
So as you are transformed into the image of Christ,
所以当你被改变成耶稣基督的形象的时候
，the goal is not to become someone you are not.
这个目标不是变成一个你不是的人。
Please don't ever get your eye on another person.
请你不要把你的眼光盯在另外一个人身上，说嗯。
God, please make me like them.
神啊，请你把我改变得像那个人。
God didn't make you like them. He only made one of you.
神感谢神啊，神只造了一个你，没有把你造成另外一个人。
He's not going to make you like them.
他不会把你造成另外一个人的。
Allow him to shape and work in your life.
容许神在你的生命中来塑造你，来改变你。
To use your personality.
就是用你的个性。
To accomplish what he has for you.
就是去成就神，就是让你去成就的。
I want to take one example of what this looks like.
然后我就是再讲一个例子，这个。看起来是怎么样的
？Because in many different ways, in many different areas,
在很多不同的方面领域
，Satan likes to twist our natural inclinations into something that mars the image of God in our life.
撒旦很喜欢就是把我们这种天然的这种倾向把它扭曲，然后破坏了神在我们里边的形象。
I think I'm going to take two of these examples.
我讲两个例子。
One is Sensitivity.
一种就是敏感。
Some of us.
我们其中有些人。
Any person, I think, with normal emotions.
我觉得任何有正常情感、正常情绪的人。
has some degree of sensitivity to being hurt.
就是如果你被伤害的话，你都会有感受的。
If I preach,
如果我讲道，
and when I'm done, someone says,
如果我讲完了，有人说，
Thank you, I know you tried.
如果有人说，谢谢你，我知道你已经很尽力了。
But that was really a horrible sermon.
但是那是一个很糟糕的讲道。
I don't think.
我不觉得说。
There is any degree of Christ-likeness that makes me think, oh, I'm so glad they told me that.
我不会说，哎呀，我这个就是说像基督。我不会说，我觉得说，我很高兴你告诉我这样啊，这就是像基督。
In other words, it is natural, it is human,
就是很自然的，就是人性。
To be sensitive to the feelings of others and the hurts.
就是对别人周围的感受，对别人的对你的伤害，你会有感觉，这个是很自然的。
In fact, I think if you're not, it's a bit inhuman.
如果你都没感受的话，大概有点不太正常，或者没有人性这样。
And so we must never get the idea.
所以我们从来永远不要觉得。
That if you are really Christ-like,
如果我像真的像基督的话
，no one can possibly offend you or hurt you.
没有任何人可以冒犯你或者伤害你。
I don't think so.
我不是这样，我不这样想。
Heals 10 lepers.
当主耶稣他医治了十个大麻风病人
，and only one comes back.
但是只有一个回来感谢他。
He says.
主耶稣说
，Where are the other nine?
那剩下的九个呢？别的九个呢？
I don't think that's just a sermon that he's preaching.
我觉得那不单单是他讲的一个讲道。
In his humanity, he's one of us.
在他的人性中，他就是我们中的一员。
He is disappointed.
他失望了。
That when he heals 10 people, there's only one who comes back and says thank you.
当他医治了十个人，但是只有一个人回来感谢他，他
That's not sinful. That's human.
他那个不是罪，那个不是犯罪，那是人性，那是人的一方面。
So it is natural to be sensitive to hurts and offenses.
所以呢，对这种伤害或者是对别人对你的得罪冒犯，你有感受，能感觉到那个是自然的。
But Satan.
但是撒旦呢
？The impact of sin.
因为那个罪的影响
，can twist that.
可以把这个扭曲。
Until that.Human sensitivity becomes an exaggerated, self-centered self-pity.
直到那个本来是个自然的一个人性的敏感，变成了一个自我中心的自怜。
That limits our ability to serve God effectively and show His image.
然后这个就会影响我们可以有效的来服侍神，然后来展就是有耶稣展现耶稣基督的形象。
In His humanity.
在耶稣的人性中
，a human perfectly in the image of his heavenly father，
就是一个按照神的天父的形象，一个完美的人的形人。
Jesus was disappointed that only one out of the ten said thank you。
所以当十个人里边只有一个人回来感谢他的时候，耶稣是感受到失望。
That is human and it's in the image of Christ。
那个也是人性，也是耶稣的形象。
Here is where it would have become sinful.
那到哪儿就是再往前到什么时候就变成有罪了呢
？If they don't appreciate me,
如果他们不来感谢我
，I'm not going to heal anyone else. That's it. I'm done.
我以后就不再医治人了，就这样就结束了。
I know Father sent me here to heal, but no, they don't appreciate it.
但是那个我知道父神让我来医治他们，但是他们一点都不感谢，所以到此结束了。
I do all of this.
我做了这么多。
They don't even say thank you.
他们甚至连声谢谢都不说。
They really don't even deserve me.
他们真的都不配我来医治他们。
Father, take me back up. I'm done here.
说，父神呐、啊，把我接回天上吧，我在这儿做完了。
You understand?
你了解吗
？And that's how natural sensitivity can happen.
那个就是一个自然的一个就是一个敏感的人会怎么样会怎么感受
？I did my very best.
我已经尽了，我尽全力了，我努力了。
And all that happened was people complained.
但是呢，大家得到什么呢？大家就是在抱怨。
I'm going to quit serving.
所以我就不再服侍了。
They can get someone else.
他们可以去找别人。他们找别人来讲道吧。
Because I'm tired of being criticized.
因为天天被总是这样被批评，我受够了。
I deserve some respect.
我配得一些尊重。
You see what happens?
你知道吗
？The natural sensitivity that is not sinful.
那个本来不是有罪的这个自然的这种敏感度
becomes twisted into a self-centered self-pity.
所以呢就被扭曲成一种以自我中心的这种自怜。
So the answer is not.
所以这个答案解决之道不是
I will be so calloused that I don't care what anyone thinks.
我就是变得很怎么说呢很硬就是好像有一层硬壳似的所以我完全不在乎别人怎么说
The answer
这个答案在于
is to bring my hurts
把我的伤害带到神面前
and say Father
说父啊
I want to respond to this hurt the way Jesus did
我想要像耶稣那样子来对这来回应像耶稣会面对这种伤害来反应一样那样的来反应
Father this hurts
父啊这个挺难受的
I did my best
我已经尽全力了
I poured myself into this
我把我整个人身心都放进去
And all I got out of it was criticism
然后我所有能得到的就是批评
And Father it hurts
但是父啊这个真的是感觉挺伤害的
To just never do it again, never help again.
我的这个，我就想再也不做了。
Will you give me grace?
请你父啊，你愿可不可以给我恩典
？To respond as Jesus.
让我像耶稣那样来回应。
Do you see how that brings personality and the image of Christ together?
你有没有看到怎么把个性跟耶稣的形象带到一起，融合在一起
？We are submitting our personality.
我们。就是把我们的这个个性呢顺服在交给交在神的手里让他来塑造我们塑造成耶稣基督的形象
One of the most difficult of these areas is our tongue
然后一个最困难的一个领域其实就是我们的舌头
Because how many of you have a tongue?
我们多少人有一个舌头呢
We all do
我们都有舌头
And we can't just say
我们不能就说
God, you know my tongue gives me some trouble, so would you just take it out?
你我们不能说神呐，你知道我的舌头给我带来麻烦，所以就把我的舌头给磨去吧。
So we have to learn.
所以我们得学习
how to submit it.
如何来把我们的这个舌头交在神的恩典之下。
I read a wonderful story of a missionary pastor.
我读到一个很棒的关于一个宣教士牧师的故事。
They were having a conference.
他们就是有一个特会。
And he said in a meeting, he said some things that really hurt some of the coworkers.
然后他就在那个就是这个同工的会议上，他说了一些话呢，真的就是伤害到其中的一些同工一个。
And he wrote later, he said.
然后在后来他就写到，他说那天晚上。
God convicted me.
神就责备了我的言语，我的舌头。
So he went to the meeting the next morning.
所以第二天早晨开这个同工会的时候
，and he said this to them.
他就对大家说
，I really wish that my problem were with liquor, alcohol.
他我真的希望我的问题是这个酒精的问题。
Because if my problem was using too much alcohol, it would be easy. I would just throw away all the alcohol.
如果我的问题就是那个酒精的话，那很容易，就是把这些酒瓶子都给扔出去就好了。
But I can't cut out my tongue.
但是我不能把我的舌头给割了呀。
It's not so easy.
那个不容易。
And so he said this.
所以他说
，I have committed my tongue to God.
我把我的舌头交给神。
I am asking the Holy Spirit to help me to use my tongue for His glory.
我就求圣灵用我的舌头是为了神的荣耀来用。
You see, this missionary avoided two mistakes.
这个宣教士他就避免了两个错误。
One is
一个就是
I'm sinful.
我是有罪的，我是有罪性的。
And I cannot control my tongue.
我控制不了自己的舌头。
God's grace is not strong enough.
神的恩典不够大来帮助我。神的恩典没有。
So I'm just going to go through life hurting people, and they better just get out of my way.
神的恩典没有大到可以改变我，所以呢，我这个一生中就会不断的可能伤害人，所以大家就离我远一点吧。他们最好就是不要惹我。
Because that's who I am.
因为我就是这样个性的。
That approach.
那样子的一个方式。
Minimizes the. Power of God's grace to change us.
就是弱化了神的大能，神可以改变我们，塑造我们的大能。
But the other mistake that he could have made.
另外一个这个宣教士有可能会做的错误就是
is to say to the people,
就是对这些人说
I've asked God to make me like Christ,
我求神让我像耶稣
and so now it's up to him,
现在这就完全在于神了
I don't need to change anything, he'll change me when he's ready,
我不需要改变任何事情，当神准备好的时候他就会改变
in between that is what we talked about when we studied spiritual formation,
所以呢在这两个之间呢就是我们所讲到的灵命塑造
Only God's grace is going to change his tongue, his use of his tongue.
只有神的恩典可以改变他的舌头，他如何应用他的舌头。
But God's grace is going to be seen partly in how he disciplines himself.
但是神的恩典也，神的恩典也在于，也部分在于，把门关一下好吗？神的部分恩典也在于说，他用这个他自己他神的恩典也彰显在说他自己来做这些属灵的操练
he's going to do something like this
所以呢他就需要这样做他会做一些这样的事情
I've surrendered my tongue to God
我把我的舌头交在神的手上顺服在神的下边
but I need to discipline myself in this
但是呢我在这方面我也要操练我自己训练我自己
I think I'm going to do this
我想我会这样做
I'm going to think before I speak.
我说之前要想一想。
I'm not going to speak until I've allowed some time to pass.
我要只要我停一下，有一点点时间，我再讲话。
And if I do speak too quickly,
如果我真的讲得太快的话
，I'm going to go to those I hurt.
我就到那些我伤害的人面前。
I'm going to apologize.
我就会道歉。
But more than that,
但是更胜于的是，
I'm going to give them permission.
我也给他们许可
to correct me in the future.
我也允许他们就是说如果将来我再犯错他们可以来纠正我
Some people who I'm going to invite to say,
有些人我会邀请他们说
you know, when you see me speaking too quickly,
如果你看到我讲话太快
I give you permission
我给你这个，我给你许可你可以来帮助我
because I know this is an area where I struggle
因为这是我挣扎的方面
and I need help
然后我需要帮助。
You see the balance between, or the working together between God transforming us and us working and applying His grace in our life.
你看到这个整个的一个平衡，一个是神的恩典来改变我们，另外一个我们也允许神的恩典进入到我们的生命中，然后训练我们，我们操练，然后来改变。
Now, how does He do that?
然后神是如何来做的呢
？Very quickly, three things I think he uses.
然后我觉得神用三件事情。
First of all, it's his word.
第一个呢是神的话语。
We saw in Corinthians, as we behold the glory of God, or glory of the Lord, we are transformed into His image.
就像我们在哥林多后书讲到，我们就是看见注视主的荣光，然后就好像从镜子里反照炉上加荣，变成主的形状。
How do you and I see that glory?
我们如何看到主的荣耀呢？荣光，就是在神的话语里看到主的荣光。
We see the glory of God.
当我们读神的话语的时候，我们就看到主的荣光。
Second,
第二点
he uses difficult circumstances.
神用这个艰难的处境。
Peter,
彼得
one of the most horrible times in his life.
在他的
the most horrible time.
在他的生命中一个最可怕、最糟糕的时刻就是
is the night that he denies his master.
就是他那一晚上他三次不认主
and what makes it even worse for Peter
对彼得来讲更糟糕的是当他更难的就是
is he can remember that Jesus told him this was going to happen
是因为他记得主耶稣已经提前告诉他这个会发生
Peter you're going to deny me
他说彼得你会三次不认我
three times
你会三次不认我
not me
彼得说不是我
Jesus you're usually right but you're wrong this time
耶稣啊，你平常都对，但这次你错了。
They may all deny you because they're all kind of weak.
就算众人都离弃你，他们都是比较软弱的。
I will never.
我永远不会否认你。
And listen to what Jesus says.
然后你听耶稣怎么说的。
Satan demands to have you.
他说撒旦想要得到你。
Can I pray for you?
但是我已经为你祷告。
And then Jesus says something amazing and very disappointing.
然后接着主耶稣说了一些很震令人震惊但是也让人很失望的事。
Because if Jesus told me,
如果耶稣告诉我
Satan is going to bring a huge temptation in your life.
撒旦会在你生命中放下一个很大的试探。
But I've prayed for you.
但是我为你祷告了。
I would want him to say,
我想要耶稣说
I have prayed that the temptation will go away.
我想耶稣说的是我希望耶稣能够把这个试探给挪去
He doesn't say that.
但是耶稣没有这样说
Because I prayed for you.
耶稣说我为你祷告
That you will not utterly fail.
你不会跌倒
And that when you have come back.
当你回来之后
You will strengthen your body.
你会坚固你的弟兄
Another words, Peter,
换句话说彼得
You're going to fall. You're going to deny me.
你会跌倒，你会否认我。
But I pray that you won't give up.
但是我祷告你不会放弃。
And I pray that when you come back.
然后我也祷告，就是你回头之后。
Your failure.
你的失败。
And your restoration.
然后你的重建。
Will strengthen.
会坚固你。
And it works.
然后的确是这样的。
Peter.
说彼得。彼得是因为这样的经历就被更新被改变了
You read First and Second Peter.
你去读彼得前后书
This is not the self-confident Don't worry, we're Christians, we'll never fail.
不是那个很自信的说不用担心我们是基督徒我们永远不会失脚
First and Second Peter are the words of someone who says
彼得前后书是一个人说
You can fail. I've been there.
我们可以失脚跌倒，我经历过。
Horrible.
太可怕了。
Here's the good news.
但是好消息就是。
God's grace will be with us.
神的，当我们跌倒的时候，神的恩典也和我们
同在。God uses a horrible circumstance.
神用了一个很可怕的一个经历，一个境遇。
To transform Peter.
就来。来改变来更新彼得第三个 神会用那个难以相处的人
I should leave out difficult but he uses people
就是说我应该不说难以相处应该就说人但实际上人是难以相处的
I've already told you the story from the book of Galatians
我已经从那个加拉太书讲到了那个故事就是
For Peter
对彼得来讲
Paul was a difficult person
对彼得来讲保罗可是那个难以相处的人
The junior new Christian who has all the answers
这个刚刚信主的这个信徒有所有的答案
I love where Peter writes in his letter
我喜欢彼得在他的信里边说
Our brother Paul has written some things that are difficult to understand
我们的兄弟保罗他有一些话是难解的
I love that. I just can imagine him rolling his eyes.
我就想说，哦，他读到他的这个翻译，他就说，哎，为什么比保罗写的这么难读呢
？God uses that confrontation.
神也用他们中间的这种冲突
，to shape Peter.
去来塑造彼得。
And here's what happens after that.
但这之后发生了什么呢
？They go to Jerusalem to the Jerusalem Council.
他们到了那个耶路撒冷会议。
To debate this very issue of Gentile believers.
他们就在辩论讨论这个外邦人信徒的这个问题。
And Peter stands up in front of everyone.
彼得就在众人面前站起来。
And think about this.
你想一想。
This is his chance.
这是他的机会啊。
Because he's the most respected person in the room.
因为在这个环境里他是最受尊重的。
Paul embarrassed him in front of those Gentile believers.
保罗在那些外邦人面前给他难看，让他尴尬。
And now he can get up and he can say.
他现在可以站起来说。
No, no, Paul is wrong.
不是这样的，保罗错了。
He can embarrass Paul.
他可以在众人面前给保罗难看。
He stands up and he says.
但是他站起来就说。
What Paul is telling us.
保罗所告诉我们的。
Is from God.
是从神来的。
And he
does. 我们需要倾听。
Do you see how God has transformed him?
你知道神是怎么改变他了吗
And the youth are waiting at the door.
然后呢他
So we old people need to get out.
所以有人在外面已经等着了我们应该要
God,
课要结束了亲爱的主
Thank you for your work in our life.
谢谢你在我们生命中的工作
Please work through each of us.
求你在我们每个人生命中来工作
to shape us to be more like you.
塑造我们越来越像你
Pray in Jesus.
我们这样祷告奉主耶稣的名求 Amen. Amen.